Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Nikki's Loudspeaker. I hope everybody's doing well and staying safe and enjoying life. So I know on my podcast I've talked to you a couple times, I think, about grieving. And because of the holidays are coming up, I know it's a really, really rough time for people that have lost loved ones. So I thought I would just take this episode and dedicate it to my mom, who passed away 32 years ago when she was 44. Christmas was her favorite holiday. And I know everybody grieves different. And I know with my mom passing away at 44, and I was only 19 when she passed, and my mom was gone within like 9 months. And I think that really has affected me, life going forward. And I know from 19 to now, being 52, when you deal with grieving, it's like you find different outlets of grieving to help you journey through life. And I have done that. I found a few different types of outlets to help me grieve during my journey from 19 to 52. And as we all do, we all try to find something to help us get through the grieving process. We're all still going to cry. We all have memories, and we're all still going to be sad, but it's how you get over that sadness, which never goes away, but you got to find a way to live with it so you can live with yourself. And with myself, the things that helped me grieve was, still is, music, of course. Music has always been in my life from day one and has got me through a lot of bullshit in my life. Especially a lot of, that's why I'm just, being a teenager in the 80s, that music really got me through a lot of shit I went through in my life. And going to concerts. And then getting married. And then having my 4 sons. And of course, you know, you wish your loved one was there through all the milestones. Like the birth of my 4 sons. Them graduating 8th grade. Them graduating high school. Them getting their first job, you know, and, you know, you always want to wish that, you know, that loved one is always looking down on you, seeing all your accomplishments, knowing they haven't missed anything. But you're going to miss that person regardless. And you do things that help you. Sorry, my ducks. My dogs keep clip-clopping, walking back and forth. I know for myself, when it comes to the holidays, I know some people that don't want to even deal with the holidays because their loved one isn't there anymore. And it doesn't mean anything to them anymore. And I get it. I totally get it. But for me, myself, now this is just for me, myself, I go all out for Christmas because I think the more Christmas I have in my house, the more I know that my mom is here. I'm sorry. Because right now I have a little tree in my living room. I have a big tree in my front room, and I got white lights and garland everywhere, stockings everywhere, and I just feel my mom everywhere. I just feel my mom all around. And that's what gets me through. Some people don't want to deal with the holidays, and I get it, but for myself, the more Christmas, the more my mom is around. And the pain never goes away. It never goes away. But you just have to learn. You just got to learn just to get over that hurdle. I don't know what my dogs are doing. But people, I get it. And for those of you that have lost a loved one, I'm so sorry. But you have to. You have to find something to help you pick yourself back up and help yourself guide you through the journey. Whether it's seeing Christmas lights that bring you back memories, singing Christmas songs, you know, seeing the snow, watching certain movies. Just think of that person and just be happy. Cry and just remember that person. But you just got to find something in between that'll help you feel better. And for me, my dog Packer I got 6 years ago. That's what I mean about as you grow, there's different facets. There's different facets of your life. That you help. That helps you. Like in my... I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are. You're going to find different things along your journey that are going to help you with your grieving. And for me, music is one. Two, getting my dog Packer 6 years ago. I know I needed him, and I got him. And God, is he a guardian angel for me? A guardian angel. And he really, really, really helps. Really helps. Then after Packer, and then about 5 years ago, I got my mom's signature. The last thing she ever signed before she passed, tattooed on me. And then I got her music, or the song that she really liked, Don't Worry, Be Happy, Water. She liked Owls. I got all that. Ink therapy really helps. So everything I'm doing is helping me. But Packer. Tremaine. Come here. I'm doing a podcast right now. His ass ran out the door. Can you get him back in here and shut the door? He went out there on his own. I shut the door. Get in here. Shut that door. Lord have mercy. Sorry, I had to bring my dogs back in. And you'll know along the way things that'll help you. But for myself, during the holidays, you still got to remember that person. Because like I said, a lot of people feel really down the holidays. A lot of suicide rates are high because of the holidays. A lot of people lose jobs. A lot of people are financially unable to do anything. And it's, you know, you just have to, you have to find what works for you. And I found what worked for me. Music, my dog, and ink therapy. Tattoos. And they help my grieving immensely. Immensely. And right now, Christmas, my house is beautiful. And it brings my mom back to life again. And I love that. And then once Thanksgiving comes around, when all four of my sons and, you know, their fiancés come over and, you know, we all have a nice dinner, my mom, her spirit will be here. And I can't wait. Because holidays are full of love. You love during that. You should love all year round, but when it comes to the holidays, more family come around, just show them love. Give them a hug. Don't wait to say I love you till you go to their funeral. Say I love you now while they're still here. Give them a hug. They want it. They need it. A lot of people need a hug here and there, whether they know it or not. Tell them you love them and give them a hug. You know? But grieving isn't easy on anybody. Whether you lost a friend, family member, these people mean something to you. Besides losing, you know, of course, my grandparents a long time ago, but my mom, and losing my good friend Sandy. Those two really broke me. Because you don't get that time back again. So make sure you keep everything, if that person you love is still here, make sure you keep everything in the present. And if something, God forbid, does happen to them, make sure you have no regrets. You can say, man, well, I'm sure glad I told them I loved them. That's all you got to do. I love you. That's it. Tell them you love them. Don't leave nothing behind. So just try to find something that'll get you through that journey, get you through the holidays. There's got to be something that brings joy to you. Just keep it moving. Just keep it moving. And starting next year, I'm going to start my having guests from my best friend to people that I've been going to high school with, to people that I've been to concerts with, to people who are in bands. So starting January or February, I'm going to start having people on my podcast to get a little bit more out there, because I got to be more consistent. I'm not consistent with my podcast as of right now, but I have to be. I got to strive. I myself have to strive to be a better person and be better at this, you know, because I love talking about 80s music and I love talking and helping about things that I know, grieving, you know. Of course, owning pit bulls, that, you know, being a 911 operator, I don't talk much about that. But, you know, being a dog owner, I know a lot about that. Being a pit bull owner, I know a lot about that. I know a lot about grieving. I know a lot about 80s music, you know. So I'd like to talk about stuff I know, because it could help somebody. If I help one person, then I did my job. So I hope everybody has a good and safe holiday. And just remember, if nobody else loves you, I love you. Just remember that. And always remember peace, love, and rock and roll.